This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The decision from Washington to withhold FEMA money from Denver isn't sitting well with the city's representative in Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Denver will be out $24 million. That's how much it expected to be reimbursed from the federal government for the cost of sheltering immigrants in 2023 and 2024. The Trump administration rescinded that funding, saying it's not consistent with its current priorities. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette.
It's illegal for Donald Trump and his administration to block Denver or any other city from getting emergency funds that they're entitled to by law to further their political agenda.
This funding cut, however, could just be the start. The president plans to target federal funds to what his administration calls sanctuary cities, a term it's often applied to Denver. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In the state legislature, a bill to shore up Colorado's health care safety net has passed in the state Senate. CPR's John Daly.
Backers say it will preserve access to health care for thousands of people, as well as protect jobs and infrastructure. The state could see as much as $1 billion in Medicaid cuts from the Republican federal budget. The bill establishes a provider stabilization fund. It would consist of a minimum of $130 million from available state revenue, private contributions, and federal matching funds. It aims to preserve access to essential safety net services for thousands of Coloradans and provide financial support for health care providers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The next few weeks will be wetter and warmer than usual in Colorado. Lisa Hidalgo is a chief meteorologist at Denver 7. And even here at the end of April, she says it's still possible for Denver to get some snow.
Now, we can see snow all the way through May, the latest snowfall ever on record, June 2nd, 1951. I do not know what I would do if it was snowing in June. So it can happen.
Hidalgo says we are seeing the first signs of severe weather season, that's hail and thunderstorms, and that should peak, she says, sometime in June. This is CPR News.